Well, hello everybody. Thank you for tuning in today. Welcome to It's Time for More Injury podcast. I'm your host, Laura, with More Injury Funding. We have a very special guest today with us, attorney Shauna Carter. And let me tell you a little bit what we are going to talk about today, but let me go back to what More Injury Funding is all about. So we, in this podcast, care about law, medicine, legal funding, as we have hard for all suffering individuals. At More Injury Funding, we offer legal funding services to our clients who find themselves in a difficult financial situation. And we help them out financially while the litigation is going on until a fair settlement is reached. So again, in today's episode, we chat with Shauna Carter, lawyer, mediator, and the founder of the SC Law Firm. She is a wife and a mother to a busy 16-month-old. Shauna is originally from a small town known in Smithwell, Georgia. In her past life, before going to law school, she majored in English with a concentration in creative writing at Georgia State University. Shauna attended law school at Faulkner University in Montgomery, Alabama. Today, attorney Shauna will share her experience with auto cases and specifically MedPay throughout the state of Georgia in addition to PIP. Ms. Carter also has experience in insurance defense, which helps her to evaluate claims with knowledge of how the insurance companies assess a claim and injuries. Shauna's personal life experience has a direct influence of how she helps her clients who've been injured in motor vehicle accidents. Shauna also was herself involved in a car accident, and she understands what clients experience, from the moment they report the accident to when they start and finish treatment. You, my dear listeners, will be able to learn about attorney Shauna's 4 years of experience with the personal injury law as an attorney. But prior to becoming an attorney, she also gained experience with personal injury law by working as legal assistant for a personal injury attorney in her hometown. And at the end, we'll have a pop-up question for attorney Shauna Carter. So Shauna, welcome to It's Time for More Injury Funding Podcast.
Hello.
So let's start our discussion with MedPay. Tell us, what is MedPay? How would you define it?
So MedPay is an optional... it's an optional additional set of coverage that you can get on your automobile policy. It's not required, at least not required here in Georgia, but it's something that helps even if you're not at fault. So say you're in an accident and you have passengers in your car. It also provides coverage to your passengers. It can pay for any medical bills, such as if you rode to the ambulance, if you go to the hospital for treatment, if you go to the doctor, it'll cover any of that. It will also cover funeral expenses if someone were to pass away, that kind of thing. And what was the other question?
Yeah, so how would you define it? Like what specifically is MedPay? Like what
is
it?
Mm-hmm. So it's basically the insurance company. You get it added to your policy, and you can get coverage to help you out in the accident. So you can basically, it's like they'll give you a check for or they'll send it to your doctor so that you can pay specifically for those medical bills. So if you have health insurance, but say your health insurance deductible is like super high, then that will kick in and pay for those medical bills so that you're not having to pay out of pocket for it.
Okay, very good. And is MedPay optional or obligatory in the state of Georgia?
It's optional in the state of Georgia.
Okay. So since it's optional addition to the driver's motor vehicle insurance policy, where and how it can be utilized in case of a car accident?
Yeah, so even if you're at fault for the accident, MedPay is something great to have because you can literally use it even if you're at fault. If you go to the ER, if you go to urgent care, if you go to any doctor, and but it only pertains for the accident, so it can't be related to something else outside of the car accident. It needs to just be specifically for that car accident, but you can get payment for any treatment that you receive related to that car accident.
Very good, very good. Do you know, Shauna, of any other states besides Georgia that have an option for the MedPay coverage addition?
Yes. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that all 48 states actually allow you to get it. And I think from my research, if I'm not mistaken, New Hampshire and Maine actually require you to have it. Florida actually has MedPay, and then they also have PIP. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that PIP in Florida is actually mandatory, and it's also mandatory in some other states, like the no-fault states, which is really good.
Okay. And so I think in the MedPay is also, so it's Maine, New Hampshire, and Pennsylvania. And so in some other states, it's optional, and it can be added to the driver's insurance policy for an additional cost. Is that, how expensive is it for in Georgia, for instance?
It's actually not super expensive. They're banking on the idea that you'll never need to use it. But you can get, like, the minimum amount of coverage that I've seen that you can get is about maybe $1,000 in coverage. Mm-hmm. But, of course, it'll vary by each insurance company. But I believe the maximum may be roughly $50,000 could be the maximum amount of coverage you can get for MedPay.
Okay, very good. So it seems that different states have different requirements for MedPay. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, some, it seems like some states have some specific regulations or restrictions on MedPay coverage. It's important, you know, for everybody to check with insurance provider or state insurance department to understand the specific MedPay requirements and options in the state of their residency. So since Georgia is bordered with Florida, and I get this question from many attorneys all the time practicing in Florida or Georgia, can you please explain how Georgia MedPay differs from the Florida PIP? And what is PIP to start with?
Yeah, so PIP is personal injury protection insurance. And in Florida, it's not optional from my understanding. It's mandatory. And so what it does is basically, so you I really like PIP, and I wish more people knew about it and could knew to add it to their policy. And the reason I say that is because you don't have to sit around and wait on the other person's insurance to kick in and pay any of your medical bills or anything of that nature. You literally file it with your own insurance because you're already paying for this coverage, and then they'll get like reimbursed through that person's. So they're not having to wait on liability, because a lot of my clients, they'll call me and be like, hey, the insurance company says they're waiting to determine liability. Well, you're going to get that a lot. And so with PIP, you don't have to necessarily wait around. You can go ahead and get your car fixed. You could go ahead, you know, submit all your medical records. You don't have to wait on them to make a liability decision. And how it differs from MedPay is the limits are a little bit lower from my understanding, because PIP could range usually, you know, from, well, MedPay ranges from like $1,000 to $25,000, whereas PIP in Florida, the limits are typically around $10,000. But what's really cool that's different with PIP is that you can also get reimbursed for lost wages, where you can't get reimbursed for that with MedPay. MedPay wouldn't cover that, but PIP would cover your lost wages, funeral expenses, and any other related costs to that accident.
Okay. And I think the difference is also the fault requirements. Well, in Georgia, MedPay coverage is not dependent on who is at fault for the accident, while in Florida, with PIP, coverage is only available if the policy holder is not at fault for the accident. And the scope of the coverage itself differs a little bit. So MedPay coverage in Georgia typically only covers medical expenses, while PIP coverage in Florida can also cover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other related costs, just like you said, Shauna. And the cost is a little bit different as well. So MedPay coverage in Georgia is typically less expensive than PIP coverage in Florida. I don't know the difference, but we can all look it up and find out. So overall, both Georgia MedPay and Florida PIP provide important medical benefits to drivers and passengers who are injured in a car wreck, but the specific coverage limits or requirements and costs can vary significantly between the two. It's important to carefully review your car insurance policy and consult with your insurance provider to understand the specific coverage options and limitations in your state. So, Attorney Carter, so how you know, our listeners, our drivers, how would they, you know, check if they have, coming back to MedPay in Georgia, how would they know if they have that MedPay?
Yeah, so a lot of people usually don't know whether they have it. I've had several clients actually have it, but didn't know that they had it, didn't know what it was. The best way to do it, of course, in my opinion, is to do it before getting into an accident, because you don't want to find out that you don't have it after the accident and then you need it, because it's not retroactive. So the best way is to call your insurance agent, or look at, if you happen to have a copy of your policy, you know, pull that policy and look and see what all you have. And if you don't have it, call your insurance agent and have them add it to your policy. It's not an expensive thing to add to it, and you just never know when you'll need it, especially because it's kind of like UM coverage. It follows the person. So you could be in a friend's car, get injured, and your med pay would still provide coverage for you even in that car.
Okay, very good. That's super exciting. So how do you help your clients achieve results that they deserve?
So I do that by being completely transparent with my clients. If I see any weaknesses in their case, I go ahead and tell them, like, hey, this is what the insurance company is going to probably hang their hat on. This is what they're going to get obsessed with, and this is how we need to combat that. So I try to look at it as objectively as possible instead of, like, getting their hopes up, having them think, like, oh, yeah, you know, I have a $1 million case. And that may not be, you know, the case. They may, because, like, you know, they'll hear a lot of commercials where, like, I received this settlement. Well, you kind of got to look at, okay, this is the policy limits available. This is, if there's UM coverage, this is what's available. So I try to be as transparent instead of, like, you know, getting their hopes up. I try to just tell them, okay, this is where we are. This is where we're going next.
Wonderful. Well, Shauna, thank you so much. That was a great educational story you shared with us today about the MedPay in Georgia, and you compared it to PIP in Florida. So if anyone gets injured, how could they reach you, Ms. Carter?
Oh, they could go to my website, which is www.thesclaw.com. They could give me a call at 470-945-3139. They can also find me on social media. On Instagram, I'm at Attorney Shauna Carter. I'm on YouTube as well as Attorney Shauna Carter, and I'm also on TikTok as well.
Okay, I know social media works wonders. TikTok, YouTube, all of it works absolutely wonders. So please find Shauna Carter up there. That was really great. Thank you so much for joining us today and for being my very special guest at my podcast. It's time for more injury funding. But before we conclude today's episode, I have one last pop-up question for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What is your idea of a great weekend?
Ooh, a great weekend would be, for me, now that I'm a mom, it would include going to the beach with my daughter and shopping. Just taking her and my husband to the beach and maybe even visiting, like, a doggy beach for our dogs.
I love it. So do you normally go to the same place, to the same beach, or do you like just discovering new places?
New places. We really like to travel, and, like, part of our goals was, like, to travel as much as we could before mm-hmm. having a kid. But now that she's here, we're like, you know what? Let's just take her everywhere we go and just let her be one of the most well-traveled babies.
It's one of the best things you can give to a child is the traveling experience. You know, just seeing different places, cultures, trying different foods. I'm foodie myself, and I love traveling, so I'm totally here with you. Well, thank you so much again. That was Attorney Shauna Carter with the SC Law Firm LLC. I want to thank you all for listening to this story. For more tips and tricks on legal funding and personal injury law related topics, follow me, like, and subscribe at More Injury Funding. And it's time for More Injury Funding podcast on Spotify, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Pinterest, YouTube, Yelp, Google Business Profile, and also all different hubs and sources of podcasts, including also my website, which is www.moreinjuryfunding.com, and more is with two O's. I can't wait to hear and see you all again, my dear listeners, at my next upcoming episode. Tune in soon for our next guest. Until then, be well. Thank you.
Thank you.